Hi guys, welcome to another edition of Gol Bazan. Today we're joined by one of the most decorated and respected right back of today's game, Rafael da Silva. He was a former player of Fluminense and Manchester United. As you know, he spent seven great memorable years at United, winning up to three league titles and many more titles. We wanted to get his thoughts on his time at United, how he was working with Carlos Queiroz, Jisung Park, and how life for him is currently at Lyon. As always, I appreciate the support you guys have always given to us, and please subscribe to us. I hope you enjoy this short interview, and as always, thank you. Rafael, my friend, thank you so much for coming on Gol Bazan. How are you doing today?
Thank you for inviting me, and very good, thanks.
Thank you. Rafael, so you were at Manchester United, obviously, from 2008 to 2015, winning many, many titles, even the league for three times. How much do you miss being back home?
Well, it's very good. I think I spent some great years in Manchester winning titles, and it was very good.
You know, as you know, this podcast, we really concentrate on Iran and Asian football. And, you know, you worked alongside someone like Jisung Park on the team. He was such a great player for both club and country, for South Korea. How was playing with someone like him, and what did you learn from him?
Well, he's a fantastic, fantastic player. I can really say that because I played with him a long time, and he's such an intelligent player, you know, on and off the pitch, so I learned a lot of things with him.
Right. And as you know, right now, Carlos Queiroz is Iran's manager. He used to be United's assistant manager, and you know, as you know, someone says Sir Alex really admired somebody that could have potentially, if he stayed at United, could have been the next United manager. You know, could you tell us a little bit about him? You know, how was he like on and off the pitch? What did the players make of him? Because he's in Iran, he's known to be very, he wants everything perfect. He's very strict. And I've been told that he calls everybody by their last name, which is really interesting. So how was that experience like with him, working with Carlos Queiroz?
I worked with him, you know, like two years, if I'm not wrong. And he always did all the trainings, you know, training sessions. He's very, very good on that. He did it like tactics and technique. He's such a good manager doing that. And of course, because he speaks Portuguese, when I arrived, I couldn't speak English. He helped me very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you remember any funny, notable experiences with Carlos Queiroz that you had?
Say again, sorry?
Do you have any notable experiences that you had with Carlos Queiroz? Any funny moments with him at Carrington or where else?
Well, I can't remember now, you know. Queiroz, he helped me a lot taking my passport, Portuguese as well. Mm-hmm. We went to Lisbon. He went with me and my brother, and he helped us there. You know, in funny moments, I can't remember now, but surely we have some.
Thank you, Rafa. My next question to you is, you know, looking at like Mike Phelan and Rene Mollison, how would you think they were compared to Carlos Queiroz? Were they the same to you when it comes to the technical defensive side? Because Carlos Queiroz really helped a lot of players on a defensive technical aspect of the game.
Well, it's true that. It's true. And I worked a little bit longer with Rene and with Mike. And I think everyone has a specific, you know, defense. Queiroz work more defense. Rene is more attack, and Mickey, because he's midfield, he work more with midfield players, and of course, all work with all the players, but he's specific with the position. But I think Rene is more, he's work more with technique and of course static, but the technique is much better with him.
My next question to you, Rafa, is in 2007, you were playing for Brazil's national under-7 team in the FIFA U-17 World Cup. Queiroz wanted you to play for the Portugal senior side when he watched the performances of you. Do you remember what happened exactly of why you didn't want to play for Portugal, but you wanted to play for Brazil? Was it just because, you know, another issue just for Brazil?
Well, I remember that, you know, because when I started there, he just said me and my brother, because we had passport and he know a lot of Portuguese coach and everything, he asked us if we want to enjoy Portugal, and we think for two weeks or 3 weeks. We speak with my family, and at the end we think, you know, we should, what we want is to play for Brazil, and we make our choice.
Rafa, thank you for your time. My last question to you is, I know you're a busy man. A lot of United fans would like to hear, how has life been treating you in France and annoying for playing for such a top club like Lyon?
Say again, sorry.
How's life been treating you in France, knowing you're playing for such a top club like Lyon?
Well, it's very good, you know. It's supposed to always give me help, and he support me, so it's very good.
Right. And my final question to you, Rafael, is any last comments, especially for United fans?
For United fans, I just have to say thank you for all, like I did before, because they since I arrived in the club, they helped me a lot in everything, you know, even when I make big mistakes like I did against Bayer, they support me, so it's what the fun's about, you know. It's not just when you're good, but when you need them, when you are bad, and they did that for me.
Rafael da Silva, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an honor having you on, especially coming from a United fan myself. It's great to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That concludes our interview with Rafael da Silva. I couldn't thank Rafael enough for his time. Such a great, great guy. And, you know, the work he's been doing right now, even for Lyon, is spectacular. As always, you can find us on Twitter, GoldBazan. Our website is goldbazanpodcast.com. Stay in touch. If anybody wants to reach out to us, our email is at mail@goldbazanpodcast.com. And if you go on the website, you click on it, About Us, the list of all the directors of emails are also available there. Thank you, as always.